Welcome back. In this lesson, we're rebuilding a jungle drum bus in Ableton Live 12 so it feels warm, slightly worn, tape-styled, and still ready to hit hard in a modern DNB master chain. This is advanced because we're not just making the drums louder or dirtier. We're building identity. In jungle and drum and bass, the drum bus is part of the track's personality. If it's too clean, the tune can feel sterile. If it's too smashed, the groove collapses and the bass loses room to breathe. So our goal is that sweet spot. Punchy, cohesive, a little gritty, and full of movement. And here's a teacher tip right up front. Build the bus around the snare, not around the loop. In jungle, the snare usually tells you whether the drum group feels finished. So as you make decisions, keep checking the snare on its own first. Then hear it in the full break. Start by routing all your drum elements into one drum group or audio group. That means kick layers, snare layers, break chops, hats, percussion, rides, and any little Foley rhythm elements that belong to the kit. Keep the sub and bass line completely outside this group. That separation matters a lot in DNB because drums and bass have to work like one engine, and if the drum bus is carrying low-end baggage, the whole mix gets muddy fast. Before any processing, get the balance right. The kick should already feel solid on its own. The snare should lead the group, and the break should sit lower than you might think, especially if it already contains snare energy. Hats and percussion should add motion, not whiteness. If the raw group is already overloaded, the processing will exaggerate the wrong things. Next, clean the bus with EQ8. Keep this surgical. We're shaping, not designing a vibe yet. If there's sub rumble or room noise, use a gentle high pass around 20 to 30 Hz. If the break is muddy, try a small cut somewhere in the 200 to 350 Hz range. If the snare has that cardboardy boxiness, look around 500 to 800 Hz. And if the hats are biting too hard, soften 7 to 10 kHz a touch instead of reaching for something aggressive. A lot of people overdo the pre-EQ and accidentally thin the drums before saturation. Don't do that. We want the bus to be clean enough for processing, but still full-bodied. If the top end feels a little aliasy or overly crisp, a gentle shelf dip above 12 kHz can make the drums feel more expensive, not less bright. Now put glue compressor after the EQ. This is cohesion, not punishment. A good starting point is a 2-to-1 ratio, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release on auto or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, and just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. That longer attack helps the kick and snare transient come through, which is exactly what we want in a breakbeat. If the break is busy, auto release can breathe nicely. If you want a little more forward motion in a roller, a fixed release can create a subtle push. But stay gentle. You want the compressor to hug the groove, not flatten the life out of it. If needed, drop a utility before the compressor and check mono compatibility early. The drum bus should still feel focused when collapsed. That's a great habit, because wide-sounding drums that fall apart in mono can get you into trouble fast once the bass hits. Now for the fun part. Tape-style grit. Add saturator or drum bus after the glue compressor. If you want more control, start with saturator. Drive it around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on, and pick an analog mode if it suits the tone. Then level match the output carefully. This is huge. If the processed version is louder, your ears will trick you into thinking it's better. If you want a more obvious worn drum machine character, drum bus can be excellent. Keep drive moderate, add a little crunch if needed, and tame the top with damp. Be careful with boom on jungle drums. Usually you want very little or none, unless the kick specifically needs extra body. And watch the transients control. Too much positive transient can make the break sound like it's fighting the limiter instead of moving with the groove. A really strong advanced move is to use an audio effect rack and split the bus into two chains. Keep one chain relatively clean, with just light processing. On the other chain, push the saturation harder and filter the highs. Then blend that grit chain in quietly, maybe 10 to 30%. That gives you density and character without losing the core transient punch. After saturation, go back in with another EQ8. This is where you shape the harmonics the saturation created. If the low mids bloom too much, trim around 180 to 250 Hz. If the snare starts getting edgy, tuck a little around 3 to 5 kHz. If you want tape warmth without dullness, try a broad lift around 1.5 to 3 kHz instead of simply adding air. And if the hats get fizzy, gently reduce above 10 to 12 kHz. This post-saturation EQ is what makes the bus feel record-like. Saturation adds the attitude, and EQ decides what part of that attitude survives. If the bus is losing snap, you've got a couple of options. You can use drum bus or saturator more carefully, or you can create parallel support. Duplicate the snare or the break slice. High pass that parallel layer above 200 Hz. Compress or saturate it more aggressively and blend it underneath. That gives you crack and definition without making the main bus overblown. This is especially useful in Euro-leaning DNB, where you want detail, but not plastic-sounding sharpness. Now let's talk movement. Warm grit gets boring if it never changes. So add tiny bits of modulation. You can automate saturator drive by just half a dB to 1.5 dB into a transition, or subtly move the glue compressor threshold across sections. A little bit goes a long way. Think in terms of arrangement energy. Cleaner in the intro, slightly richer as the bass enters. A bit more grit on the drop, then pull it back in the breakdown. Those small tonal changes make the drums feel alive. Use stereo width carefully. The important punch zone should stay stable in the center. Tick and snare should be basically mono. Hats, rides, and some break texture can spread a bit wider if needed. If the bus feels too diffuse, narrow it down to around 80-95% with utility. And if you have a stereo break layer, keep the sides mostly in the upper texture range by high-passing the sides or simply letting the low end stay centered. Indeed NB, wide drums plus a wide bass line can quickly turn into fog, so keep the core focused and let the air happen above the punch zone. At the end of the chain, leave headroom. You're building a drum bus that should survive the mix and mastering stages, not one that already sounds like a finished master. If you need a safety limiter, that's fine, but don't use it to chase loudness. Check the bus in context with the bass line, not just soloed. If it sounds perfect alone, but weak when the bass comes in, you probably have too much low mid, or the transients got softened too much. Here's a really good habit. Export a drum bus print once you've got it feeling right. Then build the rest of the mix around that identity. In advanced DNB production, locking the drum character early can save you a ton of later rework. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't oversaturate the whole bus. If you can clearly hear the effect as a separate layer, it's probably too much. Don't cut too much low mid before saturation, or the drums will lose body and the saturation won't have anything musical to grab onto. Don't compress for loudness when what you really need is glue. Don't make the drum bus too bright, because the hats and FX can carry the shimmer. And keep checking mono, especially if you've built a parallel grit chain or widened the break texture. For darker or heavier DNB, a few extra tricks help a lot. Try a parallel grit chain with saturation into auto filter and blend it quietly. Use soft clipping only when the kick and snare relationship is already strong. If the snare is getting buried, keep the drum bus warm, but not huge in the 150-300 Hz range and let the snare transient speak in the 2-5 kHz zone. And don't over-edit the break's micro-timing. Some swing and irregularity is a big part of jungle character. If you want to push this further, try building three versions of the same bus. One clean glue version, one warm tape version, and one more aggressive parallel version. Bounce them at the same loudness, test each with a bass line underneath, and compare them in mono. Ask yourself which one keeps the best balance of punch, warmth, and clarity. So the big takeaway is this. A great jungle drum bus in Ableton Live 12 should feel warm, gritty, and cohesive without collapsing the groove. Clean first, glue second, saturate with intention, and always leave room for the bass and the master chain. If the snare still feels like the leader, the break still moves, and the low end stays clear once the bass enters, you're in the right zone. All right, let's move on and build that bus.